Hello, you are listening to Nancy's Pantry on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. So I'm your host for the hour, Nancy, and this is my bi-weekly show every other Monday from 11 a.m. till noon. And basically every episode on my show, I pick a different genre of music and share some of my favorite selections from my pantry of music, which is why this is called Nancy's Pantry. It's also named after one of my favorite songs by Tesla. But yeah, that first song I just played was by Aphex Twin. It's from his album Syro, S-Y-R-O, and it was a song 180 dB underscore and then in square brackets 130. So 180 is the decibel, which is the loudness level, 130 is the BPM, beats per minute, which is the speed of the song. And yeah, for any of you guys who haven't heard Aphex Twin before, he's from Ireland. He lives in the UK. His music may be like a little jarring and weird at first, but I think he's one of the first artists that I really got into that expanded my music taste. And yeah, he pioneered a genre named IDM, which stands for intelligent dance music. So basically what this genre is, it's inspired by other electronic dance music, but it's made more for like home listening rather than like a dance club setting. And it has a very unconventional sound. It's kind of mechanical and futuristic. It's definitely very rhythmic because it stems from the 4-on-4 beat of dance music, but it's also really like quirky and microtonal. But yeah, IDM, intelligent dance music, it sounds kind of elitist, so a lot of people, including Aphex Twin, he said so in a interview in 1997, he likes to call his music like brain dance music instead, which I love. Brain dance, so accurate when you listen to it. But if you want more IDM, listen to Aphex Twin, obviously. Some of my other favorite artists are Boards of Canada, Square Pusher, Clark. But yeah, the theme of today's show on Nancy's Pantry is UK dance music. I'm not playing more IDM today. I've done a couple episodes on it before. I want to do another one soon, but I'm going to be playing lots of UK speed garage, tech house kind of type of vibe. But yeah, I'm debating whether I should yap more or play some music. Maybe let me play another song or two and then I'll yap more. But okay, next song is by Bax. The song is Bax and it's by Mosca. Mosca's super cool DJ. I've loved him since high school. Like, I've been listening to him for a really long time. He has a really long running show on NTS, which is how I found him. He runs two record labels from the UK, obviously. His music spans a bunch of different dance genres, but yeah, his songs totally bang. But yeah, next song, Bax by Mosca, and this is UK speed garage. I'll talk more about the genre after. You can listen to the song first. Okay, that was Backs by Mosca, but yeah. So genre of this is speed garage. So today I'm playing all UK dance songs. Most of it is speed garage, actually. Techno dance music wise, I listen to a lot of deep house. I listen to it the most out of all of the dance genres. I've definitely done a couple episodes on it because it's super, super groovy, super, super cool. But yeah, today is inspired actually by a climbing trip I went on recently. I went to the Hive, the North Shore location with like my school club, and they were playing speed garage all night. It was such a vibe while I was climbing. It felt so cool. But I haven't listened to the genre in so long. But the Hive reminded me of how good it is, and I've been listening to a lot of it ever since. Yeah, specifically that last song, Backs by Mosca. My high school best friend, Nolan, he expanded my music taste like so much. We're at different universities now and doing our own things, but we still keep in touch, and it's super nice. But yeah, that song just brings me back to like high school. And then, like, we'd blast that song in the car all the time. It's sick. But, yeah, more about UK speed garage. Some of its trademarks are, like, cut-up vocals and melodies. It's always over a 4x4 beat. It has, like, jungle-esque bass lines, if that makes sense. Like, the bass lines are super, like, womp, 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 like, jungle music. And, yeah, it... A lot of the songs have like cut up or like time stretched house vocals on top too, so it's like kind of like the best of everything out of like house and techno and jungle. Super cool. And also like you'll hear it in the next two songs, but I just love British accents, and the British vocals on top are so good. I love them. Next song I have is Needle on the Record. It's the 4 a.m. mix, and it's by Riordan. The original version of the song, Needle on the Record, is definitely more, like, tech housey, but I like this remix more than the original recently, because I'm in my speed garage era. But, yeah, I'll play it now. Hopefully you enjoy this. When the drum beats go like, 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 needle on the record, put the 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 needle on the record. The needle on the record, the needle on the record, the needle on the record. Okay. I accidentally played that song without talking about it before, but you can hear me talk about it now. That song was Replay by Sharda. Such a banger of the track. I love how he like switches up the beat. Every beat drop, it's insane. But yeah, on his Spotify artist page, he wrote that he's inspired by hardstyle, driving video game soundtracks, and Speed Garage YouTube channels, which is kind of funny, but also genuinely, I think, a really, really good encapsulation of his sound. But yeah, super sick song, very good album, very good artist. I'm going to take a quick break from music for two ads, and then I'll be back with more.
Experience the world of education this Saturday, October 26th at the Vancouver Convention Center. You can meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world. Register online to stay up to date and check in at the fair to be eligible for prizes, including a free flight to anywhere in the world on Air Canada. Explore your future with Study and Go Abroad this October 26th by registering now at studyandgoabroad.com/Vancouver/. studyandgoabroad.com/Vancouver/.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19-inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Okay. Hi, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. We're broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Nancy, and this is my show, Nancy's Pantry. I'm going to yap for a bit before I play more music. So something about me, obviously, I love music. I love listening to music as much as possible. I love sharing my music with other people, and I'm so grateful to have this platform on CITR for that. And I also love playing music, interacting with it. But yeah, over the summer, I had a lot of free time, so I picked up a DJ set off of Facebook Marketplace, and I learned how to mix. And I'm honestly riding a little bit of a high right now because I just played a live set for the very first time this weekend, this Saturday, literally 2 days ago. But yeah, I played at the Pit at UBC, and my roommate last year, her name's Amy, she's one of my best friends. She invited me to play at an event her club, Generosity, they were hosting it. It was called Rave to Raise. Generosity, by the way, super cool. You should follow them on Instagram. They host parties and events, and all the profits go to charity, which is super awesome. Makes you feel good about partying, you know? But yeah, I played the opening set of the night, and it was such a sick experience. Because yeah, I didn't know what to expect, because to be honest, I grew up playing classical music, and I can tell you with confidence that I hated piano recitals. Like, if you know, you know. But performance anxiety is so real. So the whole week leading up to my DJ set, I was honestly freaking out. I got a lot of practice in before the event, and it ended up going well. But literally, like the hour before I had to head over to the pit to play. I came home. I practiced for like 2.5 hours. And then by the end of it, I was so freaked out. I was like hyperventilating. I went to my roommate's room and I was like, dude, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I can't even do a single transition anymore. I don't know. Like, I can't remember how to do anything. Like, I'm so freaked out. But then I got there. I got set up. I kind of chilled out a little bit. And like, once I started playing music, like, music is so cool. It just does this to people. But when I got there and I started playing, I lost all the anxiety. I just enjoyed the music I prepared. I danced the entire night. My ankles hurt so bad after because I wore cute sneakers that looks like they would be comfortable but actually weren't, instead of like comfy sneakers that were actually comfy. But yeah, I got to just vibe out to good music with my friends and everyone on the dance floor who enjoyed the music. And yeah, it was a sick experience. It was really unreal. But yeah, that was a long gap for me. But for anyone listening, either live or from the podcast version of this episode after, this is a sign to not avoid new experiences. Put yourself in uncomfortable environments because that leads to new memories, new experiences, growth as a person. I think when you're doing things that you feel passionate about, things always work out, and that's super, super awesome. Yeah, let me go back to talking about music. So far, all UK DJs, UK producers, UK MCs. Next song I have is called Dreaming. It's by Silva Bumpa, which is, dude, I love these. I love UK people. British people are so funny. But this song is definitely more atmospheric. It's kind of more vibey. It has like the same type of bass lines you've been hearing on this episode, but I've had this song on repeat because it's honestly super catchy and I love the vocals and melodies in this one. So yeah, I'll play that song now. Okay, super sick song, right? Sorry, my mic. Next up, I have another UK Speed Garage song. It's called Backshot. It's by ATW, Interplanetary Criminal, and also Main Phase. I love the album cover on this track. Obviously, I can't show you right now, but search it up. It's super cute and sick. It's like kind of clip art of two dudes fighting for a record. I thought that was really cute. But yeah, enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Okay, that song was Backshot by ATW Interplanetary Criminal and Main Phase. I'm going to do another quick break from the music for two ads, and then I'll be back with a few more songs. I don't think I'll get through all of the songs I had planned for today, to be honest, because I talked too much and I started a few minutes late because I got locked out of the studio, but yeah, I'll be back with more music after this.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Join me, Audrey, for Too Dreamy every Sunday from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m., Greg Araki's Fever Dream. Tune in for shoegaze, synths, and some lo-fi sweetness.
Okay, more music on the way. I have one more UK Speed Garage song. I was thinking about skipping this one because I have other ones after this, but such a good song. It's Rock Upon the Mic by Bush Bay. The song is super intense. I love it. It makes me just want to dance. Like, it does something to me. It does something to my brain. It's so groovy. The vocal chops and the bass line are insane. Such a banger of a track. I'll play that now. And I'm going to hopefully get through as many songs as I can for the rest of the hour.
La-di-da-di, we like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. La-di-da-di, we like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. When we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. When we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. So listen close so you all don't miss. As we go a little something like this. We rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
We don't cause trouble, we don't bother nobody.
Okay, I have another song. It might have to be the last one of the show for today, but it's a banger. It's Nobody's Better. It's the Dem 2's Love Unlimited remix. It's by Tina Moore. That's a sample, and then it's remixed by Dem 2. The album's Nobody Better. But yeah, I'll just play the song so you can listen to it and enjoy. I'll sign out after this, actually. I'll play this song.
Ain't nobody better.
Okay, I'm gonna sign off to my show as this song plays out, but yeah, this is Nobody Better. It's the Dem 2's Love Unlimited remix. Love is spelled L-U-V. Super sick song, super catchy, super groovy, love it. But yeah, this is my show. My next episode will be in 2 weeks, I believe, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. I don't know what I'll play yet, but if you like my show, on CITR, all of the radio episodes are recorded and put onto their website. So if you search up Nancy's Pantry CITR on Google, my show will pop up. You can listen to my previous episodes. The last episode I did was actually, because I missed my last episode 2 weeks ago, so the last episode was 4 weeks ago, but I did an episode on Jazz Fusion, talked a lot about the history of it, super cool, super good songs. Other than that, I have episodes from last year. They're a little, I have tons of different music on there. And also, if you liked any of the songs that you heard today, go onto the website to find, there will always be a track list with my episodes. So if you're looking for any songs, all of them are listed out. It's hard to find songs, but yeah, go onto the website. Lots of good recs there. And I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm going to sign off of my show and I'm going to turn on Radio DJ. But yeah, thanks for tuning in today.